Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the 13th verse. It says, "There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful." Say that out loud. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, we got into some things that I'm very excited about. And for those of you that weren't with us, I want to go over them as briefly as I can. Go to John 7, please. John chapter 7. I've been in the ministry now for over 35 years. Not saying that's a long time. It's just longer than a couple of years. And have seen things that work and things that don't. There's a lot of stuff in Christianity that's religious, and it doesn't work. It's phony. And people believe it, they've heard it, but it's not Bible, it's not right. And there are folks who are not going to church, and even some people that are going to church, who have missed it in the same area, not once, not twice, not 10 times, not 20 times, but over and over and over again. And now they are hopeless feeling. And they feel like they got no strength. They've said they weren't going to do it again. They've prayed. They've done all kind of things and then go back and do it again. And what can you do in a case like that when it seems like you got no hope, you got no strength? And when we talk about temptation, don't just let your mind go to one or two things. You can be tempted to doubt. You can be tempted to fear, tempted to get angry, temper, tempted to use foul language, tempted to lie, tempted to steal. I mean, there's all kind of things that you know are wrong, but even though you're born again and you're a new creation on the inside, your body is the same as any unbeliever. And if your mind hadn't been renewed, it'd be the same as an unbeliever. And it'll still want to do the things you did before you got saved, because your body didn't get saved. Your mind, unless you renew it, it's not renewed. What can you do? I've ministered to people, I've counseled with people, I've prayed with people that were just at their wits' end, suicidal, so ashamed, so embarrassed, messed up in the same areas over. And here's one of the worst things. You can be at a place where, even though you know it's wrong, part of you wants to do it. Even after all this, part of you still wants to do it. And so you say, maybe I'd like to be free, but part of you wants it. That's what James talks about when he said, don't let anybody say that you're tempted of God. But everybody is tempted when you're drawn away of your own desire and enticed. Your own desire, that's not the devil, that's you. Part of you wants that.
Right.
And then the devil is doing the enticing. But I got some good news. Ready for some good news?
Yes.
Good news. Even at the lowest point you could possibly be, no hope, no strength, faithless, part of you don't even want to get free, there is a way out.
Yes, sir.
We know that from our text.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Right?
God is faithful.
Yes.
He won't allow the enemy to tempt us beyond what we can resist and overcome, and He always makes a way out.
Yes,
there's a way out, a way to overcome. John 7, are you there?
Yes.
John 7:17, Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Now this is something that many have wrestled with. What's God and what's just me? What's God and what's people? And here he gives us insight into how to get the knowing or the revelation. Listen to the Young's literal translation of this. And like it's titled, it's very literal transliteration. Beware of modern translations. A number of them are just, they're not a translation. They are a paraphrase. And a translation implies it's a word for word of what was said in the other language. And many of these translations, they're not telling you what it said, they're telling you what they think it means. Big difference. Let me give you an example. A number of modern translations will have this phrase on any number of different verses, try to do this or try to do that. The Lord never told you to try anything. That would imply that either, you know, maybe you could do it or you couldn't do it, or maybe he didn't know whether you could do it or not. Neither one of those is true. He knows if you can do it or not. And if he told you to do it, even if you were unable to do it before he told you, when he told you, with his command came the enabling and the power. Like when Peter said, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. When he said come, he can do it now. Peter can do it now. That's right. Can you see that? So be on the watch for those kind of things. Young's literal says, if anyone may will to do his will, he shall know. You'll know. You'll get clarity. But what has to happen? You've got to be willing to do his will. And you've got to be willing to be willing. Even when part of you is not, you can ask him to help you, and he will work in you to desire to do what he wants. Even when you're not there. Is he good or is he good? Go to Hebrews 13:21. Hebrews 13:21. This is a prayer, and you can pray it for yourself. In fact, we're going to do it. Hebrews 13:21 says, we might say it like this, the Lord make you perfect or complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So go ahead and pray this out loud. Do it because you mean it. But say it out loud, Father God,
Father God,
I do love you.
I do believe in you.
And I'm asking you,
make me complete
in every good work
to do your will.
Work in me
that which is well-pleasing
in your sight
through Jesus Christ
to your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Even when you're without strength, you've blown it in the same area 150 times. Part of you don't even want to get right. If you're willing to get willing, and you'll ask him to help you, he will help you with that on the inside. You just give him a little bit to work with. He can get you started. And if you keep going, you can come all the way out. In Philippians 2:13, having prayed that prayer, you can make this confession. Philippians 2:13. And if you don't know this one, mark it. And especially if you've been really going through some things and yielding to the same stuff, if you need to, write this on your hand. do something, get it in front of you, because this is a weapon against the problems in your life. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which works in you both." There's two. Both means two. Two things. To will is one, and to do is the other. Of what? Of His good pleasure. What pleases Him. Even if you're not there, you can, we've prayed that prayer in Hebrews. We can say, "Lord, You heard my prayer. It was Your will. You heard it. You granted the request. You do when it's Your will."
Right.
"And I confess, You are working in me to will to do it and to be able to do it." Praise God. The New Century Version says it like this: God is working in you to help you want to do it and be able to do what pleases Him. Even if you don't want to do it, you might as well be honest with Him. He knows anyway. Playing games won't get you anywhere with God. All things are open and naked before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. He sees right through all of the facade, sees right down into us. And if you hadn't wanted to do it, hadn't been willing to do it, He knows it. But that doesn't mean that you're hopeless and without help. If you're willing to get willing. He said, "I will work in you to want to do it and to be willing to do it, and I will work in you to give you the ability to do it." Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's getting free. Somebody's getting free, and somebody's going to stay free. The New Living Translation says it like this: "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him." If you prayed that prayer just a moment ago and you meant business, now you can say this with authority. Say it out loud:
God is
working in me,
giving me the desire
to do His will,
and giving me the power
to do what pleases Him.
He's working in me.
He's working in me now. He'll be working in me later tonight. He'll be working in me in the morning. What?
Yes.
To will to do what pleases Him and to be able to do what pleases Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me